What can you expect from Sunday Times GenNext 2020? For starters, this year, the GenNext team, in partnership with HDI Youth Consultancy and Shell, have taken the event online. They are keeping things advancing forward, but in a digitized format. I'm Sia Sangweni from CliffCentral.com. Join me in this conversation as I find out more about this year's edition of the Sunday Times GenNext from my guests. Firstly, Eben Geves, Head of Advertising Sales and Trade Marketing at Arena Holdings. Then, Maps Maponyane, GenNext Awards MC. Eben, we have this conversation annually, and just like clockwork, one of my very first questions to you is always, congratulations on everything you've done so far, but my goodness, it must be a lot of pressure to then raise the bar and get things started with the next event. How are you feeling with the 2020 edition?
Well, you know, obviously, firstly, thank you so much for the introduction and for the congratulatory message there. It's high praise. I appreciate it. Look, from our point of view, every year what we try and do is raise the bar a little bit. What we did in the past was always a combination of not only the information that we provide to the world about what the youth are thinking, but also in terms of the annual function, which is always, I mean, it was chaos, but it was a hell of a lot of fun. And it was an opportunity for the brands to expose themselves to the target audience right there and get feedback. This year is slightly different. You know, our good friend COVID came around and changed things a little bit. So
is it really your good friend?
God, man, let's try and put a positive spin on things and say that this is a learning, it's a learning experience. And we're going to take some learnings from this into the future on how to steel ourselves for the future, you know? So we try to do things slightly differently, et cetera, but at the same time still provide all that information that the industry and clients have come to expect from us.
Yeah, so it's definitely the golden question to ask, because the event itself will be taking place on the 21st of August from 10:30 a.m. and brands can register at www.quicklink.com/awards. How, in your opinion, will the awards be different this year?
Look, I think at the back end, the methodology and the research that we've partnered with HDI over 16 years, now incorporated into Yellowwood, is still exactly the same, which is fantastic, because it means that there's, you know, you can track back the results, you can look at all those kind of things. So the research results will still be exactly the same and still as strong as possible or as previously. So the people who get awarded will still, you know, should still take a significant amount of pride in the awards. It just won't have that energy of 900 young people screaming and shouting and showing their appreciation for brands who are doing well.
How have media preferences changed as a result of lockdown and isolation?
You know, it's an interesting one. And obviously, we keep an eye on worldwide things, you know, what's happening worldwide, et cetera. And what we realized is that initially, here, there was a, you know, when all of this happened and when lockdown happens, here as well as in the rest of the world, there's what we call a COVID bump in terms of media consumption, because everybody wants to know what's going on. So all of a sudden, news consumption goes up. And it's usually in the form of easily accessible media in terms of, you know, apps, television, you know, that kind of stuff. And we definitely in South Africa, we saw exactly the same thing, that there was a bump in media consumption from a digital point of view. And the trick, obviously, is to make sure that stays there. But what we also saw, and this is quite interesting, Sia, is that there was a little bit of fatigue. You know, if you in South Africa, we've been behind bars, if you want to call it that, for the last 4 months. I mean, that's a third of the year. And what we've done is we obviously analyze what stories work, what don't work, etc. And what we've realized is that there's a little bit of fatigue out there in terms of reading about COVID, watching television about COVID, etc. So yes, the consumption has changed slightly, but there is a semblance of normality coming back, I think.
Eben, you mentioned the bump. So since the nationwide lockdown, how have you seen the numbers change on digital platforms when it comes to the Sunday Times?
We saw massive spikes. And I hesitate to quote the percentages, because look, it is publicly available for those who in the know. But we saw very big spikes of audience jumps, which is fantastic. And once we did the analysis, we also saw that it was across the board. So it wasn't young people, old people. It was literally across the board. People wanted to consume more information. And I'm very proud to say that what we saw on Times Live, specifically in Sowetan Live, is that the engagement went up as well. So it's one thing to drag people in with a good headline or a good story, but the trick is they need to find other value and stick around and consume other stories and check other things out, etc. And I think that's worked for us, and we've managed to hang on to quite a sizable audience from that point of view.
And then lastly, Eben, due to all the changes brands have had to face this year, do you think it will have an impact on the Gen Next 2021 results? And if so, why?
So to that point, I mean, the current results for 2020 were done before COVID. So there should be a nice little tracking, you know, so you can still directly compare. But it's a very good question that you raise about next year. And I personally think, and I think there's research out there to indicate it as well, is that the brands who get it and who care, but genuinely care, will benefit. So what I mean by that is, I mean, in a personal capacity, so in my household, we've got one Xbox One, we've got two PS4s, Netflix, and Zoom calls going literally every day, all day.
I mean, so you must have a lot of peace and quiet. That's what I'm getting from this.
So 100%. So in terms of the data consumption, I mean, it's massive, right? And the brands that will stand out, in my humble opinion, are the ones who actually came to the party. And what I mean by that is some of the fiber providers out there, when the lockdown happened, automatically doubled everyone's speed. They didn't make a big deal out of it. They didn't say, pay us more. They didn't do anything like that. They literally just went, we know you're going to be at home now, working from home. We'd like to keep the economy going and the young people entertained and engrossed in something so that they don't rip each other's hair out. So let's double everybody's internet speed free of charge. And for me, those are the kind of brands that will live and make a huge impact next year, because we're going to look back at those guys and say, that's a brand that cared. The same thing with the delivery services. You know, the likes of Bottles, who've completely changed their business model. You know, at the back end, I suppose the business model is still the same, but right, changed it to provide you with services that you actually do need and that you can actually get, as opposed to a bottle of wine or whatever. And those are the kind of brands that have just completely changed the game. And those are the brands that think that'll stand out because they actually care and they make a big difference.
Well, to say we're looking forward to it would be an understatement, but it's all happening on the 21st of August at 10:30 a.m., the Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards taking place. And if you want to register, go to www.quicklink.com/awards. Thank you, Eben Geewers, Head of Advertising Sales and Trade Marketing for Arena Holdings. But the conversation doesn't stop there. Thanks for joining me, Maps. So Maps, having an online presence is hardly the biggest trend that's hit South African shores. But why, in your opinion, is it important now more than ever for brands to have an online presence?
I think because in the time that we're in right now, we're all just so mobile driven and we're all on our phones. We're trying to operate digitally. We're trying to stay on top of everything that's happening digitally. There's a lot of human contact, physical contact, of course, that's kind of gone out the window. And as a result, we have pretty much just our devices to rely on to keep us social in any kind of way. And so that's where our focus has really shifted to more than ever right now. And during this time, it's when you have all those eyes that you want to be able to make the most of that. And a lot of brands right now are kind of struggling and have taken away their marketing budgets because, of course, they want to try and make sure that they can keep the business running, and they're trying to, you know, focus that on other things, maybe put it in their strategy budgets or their communications budgets instead. But I think, if anything, you probably want to keep that marketing budget still pretty strong and focus on channeling it in the social and digital obviously aspects, where you'll be able to get that attention and those eyes more than ever before. And you want to be able to show what you're doing during this time, that you are staying on top of people's minds, so that once this has kind of passed, obviously there will be a bit of a hangover that we'll be feeling from all of it. But once this has passed, that that people will want to interact and engage with your brand as much as they can afterwards. And of course, if possible right now, then they'll do that too. Right.
You are an influential media personality and an entrepreneur and the MC to the Sunday Times Gen Next Awards this year. So I'm going to trust you for some intel. In your opinion, what should brands be doing to appeal to the youth to gain that ever so wanted coolest brand vote?
I'd say just be as authentic as possible without trying to be cool. So being authentic as possible while listening is probably the best combination to have. So when I say listening, it's allowing the youth to have their voice, listening to what their voices are saying right mm-hmm. now, and actually from that listening, if possible, asking the questions, and then really seeing how your brand can appeal to that without trying to be cool, trying to figure out how you can prioritize the youth voice and show how important that is and how much you you value that opinion and whatever they might be experiencing or going through and is on the tip of their tongues, to see how you can incorporate that into your brand without doing it like you are one of those Phil Dunphy kind of dad.
Trying
your brand shouldn't
dad.
Be that trying too hard cool dad. Yes. I think then the youth appreciates that. How do you appeal to them? How do you actually show that you consider them within your brand and that they can play a part in your brand, and that it's accessible to mm-hmm. them, but it's also at the same time maybe quite a little both accessible and aspirational in the way. And I think accessibility and aspiration, a lot of people think need to be mutually exclusive, but you can really balance that well. And it can be something that the youth wants to both take part in and then also look forward to being able to acquire whatever it might be or take part in that product or thing in the next bracket as well, but also if it's something that's helpful towards them and that helps them stay in touch with their friends or be better at whatever they might be doing or be able to be creative, be an outlet for them to find their self-expression. If you're able to do mm-hmm. that, balance that with the youth, then you're definitely hitting the right notes.
And look, the past couple of months of lockdown feel like they've been 40,000 years compressed in just 4 months. And we have seen people jumping onto Zoom for their Friday afternoon drinks with friends. We have seen the rise and rise of TikTok. In your opinion, what has been some of the biggest digital trends that have risen over the past few months? And which brands, in your opinion, perhaps have been the fastest to react to this and just get it right?
Are we still youth focused in this regard or just in general?
Whatever you've picked up.
I mean, look, I've really picked up something that you said right now. More than ever, the brand that's really capitalized on this during this time is Zoom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that over anything else. But if we kind of bring it more home, I don't know if you've seen a lot of the different campaigns and ads that Samsung has been doing, where they've tried to be really on the ground with how they can assist with their technologies for COVID in different centers, and trying to ensure that they're doing something to help the situation right now. And of course, being a cell phone and being mobile and being a digital device, it's a time for them to be able to really show the ways in which you can make best use of your time with the best use of your device right now. I've enjoyed some of the initially at the start of lockdown, I loved what some of the car brands were doing. Mm-hmm. In asking people to stay at home and not get in their cars. I thought that was also really well
done.
I saw that from yeah, it was very, very powerful. You know, there was one from Volvo saying, "We're the safest car in the world, and, but you're safest at home." There was one from Mercedes-Benz, which was really great, which was, you know, "We know you love driving our cars. We know you feel your most exhilaration when you're going from one place to the next. We know you feel safe, but right now we'd rather you just keep us in the driveway and you stay at home." And, you know, when brands do that, when they go against their brand for the best interests of their customer, I think that that's like a really wonderful way of doing it. So there's a few brands that have tried to get it right, but I think there've been lots of missed opportunities, if I'm really honest. If I hear one more time, "We're all in this together," like, it's like, you really didn't try. From your advertising campaign perspective, like, that's not working. That's why I appreciated the ones that are isolated, because, you know, it goes away from that. It goes away. It more focuses on, you know, don't use us. Just focus on yourself and they'll keep everyone else safe. You know, right. Focus on staying at home and they'll keep everyone else safe. We're all in this together, as, you know, brands were singing in a unified voice of High School Musical. Not much creativity happening.
Okay.
There.
Well, I have scratched out my closing here for this interview. I'll scratch out "We're all in this together" and my dramatic piano music. It's fine. But my last question to you.
But from a marketing perspective, I think definitely could have been much better than that. I mean, look, this is not very Gen X what I'm about to say, but you know, brands that have done well also are brands like Durex, in their ads about, you know, staying safe in every way as much as possible. But also, ironically, Durex also said yesterday that their figures have dropped dramatically over the last couple of weeks as interactions lessen. So I think for now, for the first time, we actually are all in this together, because I can totally relate. Anyway,
I love how very Gen Next your answer was by referring to it as interactions. Anyway, moving on swiftly. Mavs, finally, in your opinion, what are you most looking forward to being the MC for the first ever digital aspect of the Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards?
I'm excited to not know what to expect. I've always loved the Gen Next awards, I must be very honest. I think it's been very, very it's nailed what it's been trying to do. It's always been a cool thing to be a part of and to want to have your name on. I've gone to meetings at many big you know, blue collar you know, massive corporate companies as well. And if they get on Gen Next, you'll always see the certificate that they'll put up in their office. Or you'll see in advertising that they'll always say, "Gen Next number one" 5 times in a row. I know I've been to the Samsung offices a few times and they love boasting that they on the list for Gen Next as like the, you know, one of the most loved brands and the most loved mobile right. brand and the most loved, you know, this brand. And it's something that people really, really, really recognize as something that is, that is important to be a part of, because then you are on the right track and you're cool and you have the next generation in mind. And that means your brand's probably going to have quite a bit of longevity if you've managed to get them on your side too. And that you're really considering that young voice. And I think I'm looking forward to the brands that are recognized for really stepping up during this time and seeing how they've appealed to people and what people in general kind of think of how they may have played a part in their pandemic time. Mm-hmm. And it'll be great to see how different it is, you know, especially with the digital interactions. And I think doing it this way is uber cool in itself. And I think that that'll be quite a landmark in itself to really recognize as keeping with the times beautifully.
There we go. The Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards take place on the 21st of August at 10:30 a.m. and you can register at www.quicklink.com/awards. Mabs Maponyane, Gen Next Awards MC, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. We're all in this together.
Damn it, I couldn't whip out my piano just in time. Look out for more podcasts and follow the conversation online as we build up to the event in Sandton on August the 21st, 2020, by following Arena Events.